From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. First this hour, the president rallies college kids to support his health care plan, and two economists debate the public option and whether it could actually be the magic charm for lowering costs.
Now to the University of Maryland. Today, President Obama worked to raise the volume from his young supporters, one day after a key senator unveiled the bill that's likely to be the basis for negotiations. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Elias was at the rally.
The Comcast Center was packed to the rafters with 15,000 screaming supporters, just the kind of young liberal crowd that formed the core of the president's base during the campaign last year. Today, he told them health insurance reform was one of the defining struggles of their generation.
Well, let me say, you know, when you're young, I know this isn't always an issue that you have at the top of your mind. You think you're invulnerable. That's how I thought.
Young people make up one of the biggest segments of the uninsured. One in three adults under 30 doesn't have insurance, and Mr. Obama said most of them are just one accident or illness away from bankruptcy.
Nearly half of these young people have trouble paying their medical bills. Nearly 40% are in debt because of them. I mean, think about adding the debt you already have for college. On top of that, another $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 worth of debt because you get sick.
The solution the president would like depends on bringing these young, healthy people into the insurance pool. They, like everyone else, would be required to have insurance, but because they use less health care, their premiums would help subsidize coverage for older, less healthy people. Brian Burrell, a junior at Maryland, is still covered under his parents' plan, and he says he doubts many of the students here understand that if a health care bill passes, they'll either have to buy insurance for the first time or pay a fine.
It's going to be a shock for, I think, a lot of people. However, how I personally feel about it, if there's a financial incentive for them to get health insurance, I think it's better in the long run because it could be a lot more costly for somebody to go out and not have health insurance and have to pay for surgery or whatever comes up.
And Chris Ramig, a graduate student at Maryland, was philosophical about the prospect of mandatory insurance.
It's kind of the same as going without car insurance, you know? I mean, yeah, it seems like a good idea until your car gets wrecked, but then, you know, what do you do? So, I mean, if you care about your long-term interest, it seems like you would go out and do that instead of just being a free rider off of the system.
The president said his plan would allow people currently on their parents' plans to stay there until they're 26. That's a benefit targeted directly at his young audience. And then he asked them to do something for him.
A lot of you here today and a lot of young people across the country gave your time and your effort to this campaign because you believe that America can still do great things.
Now he said he wants them to help him push a health care bill through Congress.
We need the voices of young people to transform this nation, to meet up to the meaning of its creed. I need your voice. So I want to know, are you fired up? Ready to go? Fired up? Ready to go? Fired up? Ready to go? Let's go change the world. Thank you, everybody.
It was the kind of enthusiastic response that greets the idea of changing the health system. But so far, at least, nothing like it has been inspired by any of the actual health care bills proposed in Washington. Still, it's this kind of rally spirit the White House hopes to harness when a bill in some form comes to the finish line. Mara Liasson, NPR News, College Park, Maryland.